game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is September 24th, 2016. We meant to record this yesterday, but someone got stuck at the dentist.
Yeah, too much gas, huh?
if they had done nitrous and then I came home and tried to do this podcast, that would have been awesome.
It would have been different, you know? Might have taken a little different turn than we're used to.
Yeah, well, the dentist's office was very nice. They apologized for it taking so long and gave me an Amazon gift card. It's a pretty good dentist's office.
It's interesting. Okay. Your tooth exam is 30 minutes or less, guaranteed, something like that?
No, I had to get a crown replaced in the molars, so it's a little bit more than just your normal exam. But I was happy with it. It was all good. All right, Slim, I have breaking news that I have not told you about this yet. I want to get your real candid live reaction. You ready for this?
Yeah, you're going to have like a real hard cut right here. But yeah, go ahead.
All right. There has been a major Razzball Elite League trade. A major REL trade involving my team.
All right. Who's getting Kawhi?
Oh, yeah, right. You know I'm not trading Kawhi. All right. I have traded Carmelo Anthony at $40.
Okay.
Brandon Knight, who you know I love, at $15. It's good value. I mean, maybe, okay, I ruined this whole intro. Just so, new listeners that don't know this league, it's a deep 20-team league. It's an auction dynasty where you keep the player at the same price for their whole career. And it's your standard nine-cat league. Anyway, all right, so with that. So, Melo, Knight at 40 and 15. And I did it, Slim. I traded Clint Capella at $1.
Okay, not going to punt free throws, huh?
No, and that's why I did it. The rest of my team's really good at free throws. So I was like, that did me over. So those three guys, guess who I got back?
I don't know. That's a lot. It better be somebody real good.
I got Westbrook. Welcome to the team, Russell Westbrook. Woo!
At 55 or so?
He's 59. I also got, he's either $1 or $2 Matt Barnes.
Okay, I know you like him for this 1 year.
I do really like Barnes this year, and he helps give me a little bit of some blocks back.
Okay, someone's looking for a big man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm keeping Tyson Chandler at $9. I know you hate that, but
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so my team build now, I feel like I was field goal percentage deficient already. I'm gonna be like you. I'm gonna be punting field goal percent most of the time.
It's fun, especially when they have good weeks.
Yeah, and you actually can sneak in a win here and there when they're hot.
Yeah, but when that happens, the points are through the roof. The threes are ridiculous. It's fun.
Yeah, I think I've got a pretty good team. My blocks are going to be a question mark, but I think I've got more than enough rebounds because I've got a pretty deep roster.
Yeah, the blocks and the rebounds aren't something you really have to win in a punt field goal percent. Team, because it's mostly smalls that are the bad field goal percent guy.
Yeah, so I'll probably lose that. And my team is incredibly good at turnovers, very low turnover rates.
I remember that from last year.
Yeah, so I think I can fit around Westbrook, and I take out Knight's turnovers. He was my highest turnover guy, and replace it with the plus one or maybe almost closer to plus two turnovers of Westbrook, but. I think I can make it work.
No, I can't argue with that. I think, the Carmelo thing is weird. $40, yeah, I guess that probably is what he would have gone for if he was a free agent.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the big thing that made me happy about it. I wasn't able to keep Melo.
No, I didn't think you were, but you're really strapped for draft day cash now, right?
Yeah. I'm looking at only having about $20 for three spots or so.
That's all right. You can still get Zubac.
Yeah, I hope so. On today's show, we're going to talk more of my ranks for Standard League Redraft. Going to give you a reminder in a second here about the Raswell Commenter Leagues. And, of course, talk about the big news of the past week. And none of it is positive, Slim. Not a single thing is good news.
No, I looked through your little list of half dozen things here, and yeah, there's nothing good.
No, it's not. But one thing that is good is you need to be sure to play in the Raspball Commenter Leagues. We've got a ton of leagues set up there. We need more commissioners. Go to our leagues tab, 2016-17 RCL signups. Click on that. It takes how long did it take you to make your RCL league, Slim? Be honest.
It can't be 5 minutes. And once you're a commissioner and start it up, there's almost nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean,
for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you're a player in the league. There's no commish roles. You just are the player of the league. Everything's league vote for trades, and yeah, so you set it and forget it. So we need more commissioners on there. Set one up there. Free leagues, free prizes. Check out the signups and see what we'll be doing there. I need to figure out what my YouTube thing's going to be. But we'll figure that. We'll figure that out. And guess what, Slim? I've decided. I have bequeathed this. I love that word. Isn't that word great?
Hey, this sounds like a word Eric Cartman would say really fast a bunch of times. But okay, I'm with you.
Not on today's show. We are going to announce on the next show, which will be sometime next week. We're not quite sure on the time yet. we'll probably have the next podcast post early Friday morning next week. But on that podcast is when we will announce the clue for the Slim versus JB RCL League. I know a bunch of people are excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure it's not anything impossible to answer.
Yeah. And it's
still somewhat entertaining.
The clue will be the time the league is put up on the post. So you don't have to listen to the podcast right away. The clue isn't going to get you in the league right away. It just lets you know what time the league will be posted.
I remember last year people put the answer in the comments, and that only hurts their chances of getting in, so I'm not real sure the point of that.
Well, that was poor form with whoever did that. I think someone did that without even meaning to. They were like, wait a minute, did your clue mean 10 o'clock and 21 minutes?
I know. Trolls are everywhere.
All right. Do not put the answer in the comment section of anywhere. It will be deleted.
Oh, yeah. You redacted it last time. That's right.
Yeah. I have full dictatorship control of all comments.
Control other people's comments. Makes you wonder how many are even real.
It is true. If someone says, JB, you're a moron. Why are you ranking Nurkic so high? I can edit your comment to, JB, you're a genius for ranking Nurkic so high.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah. Y'all ready for this? All right, Slim, so are you ready to talk about the bad news?
I got my box of tissues out. I'm ready.
All right. So we'll start with Milwaukee, where apparently their off-season program was started by the Pelicans training staff. gotta try to put a little humor in here somewhere.
Go ahead.
It's just brutal. So Chris Middleton completely tears his hamstring. He will be out 6 months, a.k.a. likely the whole season.
Yeah, it's the whole season.
Yeah, I took him out of my
top. For our purposes, it's the whole season.
Yeah, I took him out of my top 200 entirely. Agree?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he comes back at the very end, but are you going to hold him the entire time? No.
And he's going to be needed to get eased in. I mean, this is going to be like Paul George the year he had his leg thing. And then he came back and barely could play and only played a few minutes. That's what I'm equating it to.
Yeah, he's gone anywhere outside of a dynasty, pretty much.
Yep, so to quote Major League, cross him off your list then.
Just a bit.
You didn't finish the quote.
There's a little bit of a pause there.
Yeah, all right.
That was a witty pun. My bad.
So Middleton is out. Where should we go with this first? I guess we'll go ahead and do the trade. So the next day, they trade Tyler Ennis, who was not going to ever play as the third string point guard, for Michael Beasley. Pretty good trade for them, I think.
Yeah, I can't complain about it, but I'm pretty sure it's just power forwards. I don't know if any of these guys are playing small forward.
All right, so looking at the depth chart, you got Dellavedova at point guard. You've got Giannis playing small forward. Is there no way they could play Jabari at small forward and Giannis at quote-unquote shooting guard?
I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I don't think that's the greatest idea.
Yeah, it's a big...
I think they want to turn... I'm looking through this roster. I can't even see his name.
There
you go. No, I don't think they plan on playing Parker at small forward. He'll just get burned constantly.
Okay, so what is Beasley's role on this team? Because I actually moved him up to a decent rank, I think 135. I think he's going to play a good bit and score a good bit.
Yeah, I don't think much changes from what he was going to do in Houston. 18 minutes, be a scorer off the bench.
Yeah, and actually he had 0.6 steals and half a block. I mean, in 18 minutes a game, if that goes up to 22 minutes a game and you can get 0.7.
Yeah, with a great field goal percent.
Yeah, because he doesn't shoot threes. That's the thing that he can't fit as the new shoot. And I don't know, he can't be a shooting guard, obviously. But he can't really fit on the starting lineup too great because he can't shoot threes either. The Bucks last year, least three-pointers made in all of the NBA last year. And now they lose Middleton.
Lost their best one.
How brutal is that?
I mean, didn't they start Rashad Vaughn at the end of the year last year just to kind of see what they had?
Yeah, he got some run, and people have been throwing out Brogdon. And I like Malcolm Brogdon more than most. I'm an ACC fan. I watch him play. He's a really good player. But Vaughn just fits what they need more. Now, do you really think Vaughn could play even 25 minutes a game?
That's what I'm thinking. I think he might start and play 20 minutes.
And then they just mix and match the second units?
Yeah, yeah. They'll play, you know, MCW next to Dellavedova some. They'll play Giannis the two some. And yeah, it'll be just a hodgepodge of everybody except for John Henson playing power forward. That won't happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. I didn't rank Rashad Vaughn or Brogdon. I don't see him in my top 200 yet. I need to see what happens first.
I can't really count on Jason Terry for much of anything.
Jason Terry's just there to play bridge with Jason Kidd.
Oh man, I bet he's good at it. I don't know what it is. If he's not good at it, he thinks he is, I'm sure.
The other big impact, I think, of this, and we mentioned their lack of perimeter shooting, is now I think this means Mirza Teletovic is going to play more than I expected. At first I thought, you know, maybe only 18 to 20 minutes a game because they said they wanted to play Thon Maker. They've got, obviously, Parker coming into his own. He had a good second half last year. I just didn't really see the minutes there for Mirza, but now they have to find a way to get his three-point shooting in the game.
I guess it's possible. It's going to be tough to hide him out there defensively. Especially if they have Monroe out there.
Well, play Mirza and Henson together. That helps.
Yeah. I mean, that does the two things you need. There's your pick and roll guy plus your, you know, out to the outside guy. I could see that working.
Yeah.
He'll probably be a part of the second team. I don't think he'll play crunch time. Jabari's going to get his. And Jabari looked healthy at the end of the year.
Yeah, he did. It's weird. I moved Jabari up to 100, and I thought that was fairly decent because he scores but doesn't shoot threes and doesn't get defensive stats, and I was way low on him on Fantasy Pros. It's surprising.
What was kind of the average, remember?
I'd have to pull it up. What do you think of Parker this year while I look it up?
Well, this helps out immensely. There's a lot of shots that have to go to somebody, and he will take them. He doesn't mind.
Over, under...
Scoring goes up.
21 points a game.
Oof. And Giannis is going to get his first. So either way, he'll be number two at best. No, I'll go under 21.
The average was 71 for Jabari Parker. I don't get it. Before an injury, huh?
Mm.
I mean, I'm guessing a lot of quote-unquote experts didn't update it for the injury yet. I mean, it just happened a day and a half ago. Looks like everyone except for two people are between 60 and 73. And I'm at 100.
because of the defensive stats on our end.
Yeah, he doesn't get defensive stats and he doesn't shoot threes.
Minutes are just guaranteed now, I think.
Yeah, I thought they were guaranteed already.
Yeah, I mean, he was healthy at the end of the year and they gave him a good 36 or so.
Yeah, he did have a good second half. I don't know. I'm not, even with the injury, I'm not completely on the...
I don't know if the Bucks know what they're doing right now. Yeah, I mean, Rudy Gay's on the market, right?
Yeah, that was the big thing, was before this Beasley trade, and maybe it still could happen, was that maybe they'd try to make a trade for Rudy Gay. Someone suggested trading MCW for Gay. That makes sense, because the Kings need a point guard for however long Collison's suspended.
That's not bad.
So,
not much of a backup anymore, unfortunately.
Terry, put down the bridge.
They'll need a three-way trade or something to get rid of Monroe.
Put down the Pita Brittle and the Werthers and get out.
They got rid of MCW and Monroe and got Rudy Gay. They'd be such a better team. After this injury.
They need Dutch.
They could play Henson and Plumlee splitting minutes at the center.
I do like that. I think that.
And they could have Jabari at power forward and Sledovich and Beasley filling in when they need to. I like this team better without Monroe. I think I've said that before, though.
I think everyone likes that out without Monroe. All right, so we'll track how they're setting their lineups in preseason. Best of luck to Middleton for his recovery. Next one is just, it's honestly worse. Chris Bosch fails his physical. There's evidence of more clotting and reports out the past day that he's likely done with the Heat. You're a Heat fan, Slim. Give us your take.
He's done with, like, a lot of strenuous activity for many years. Like, this is life-threatening. I think this goes beyond basketball.
That's just such a shame. And we look beyond basketball and just wish for his good health.
Yeah, I could see him really staying with the Heat organization and finding a role.
I don't know. There's apparently been some drama between him and Pat Riley. Who knows how real that is? It's just...
Yeah, I mean, this is him wanting to play and them saying, no, wait. And I mean, maybe they were right for saying wait.
Yeah, because something really bad could have happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for the organization, you know, losing Wade and Bosch in the same year.
And Josh Richardson for the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they said no surgery there, so hopefully that isn't that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Winslow has to have... I mean, he's got to start at the four. He's got to have just a ton of shots coming his way.
Yeah, I'm feeling...
I think that's one that I'm going to love drafting near the end that is going to be good just because of pure volume.
I'm feeling better and better with him. I have him ranked number 98 right now. I know that's rich, but I just have a feeling. And now with Bosch for sure gone, you know, I was really iffy on him anyway.
Winslow might lead the league in minutes.
I could see that.
Completely reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, if he hits 75% free throws, because he's going to get a lot of them. I mean, that's a big ask, because I don't remember what he was last year. He was 68.4% last year, so that's not that bad.
Oh, it's a work in progress. That was the big thing coming out of Duke is, you know, he had to work on his shot. But he puts in the work. I feel like he's going to be, you know, he's not out partying every night. He's out in the gym doing what he needs to do. I think he's going to get there.
Man, defensive front line of Winslow and Whiteside.
Yeah, and then when Richardson is back. But right now, I think the big takeaway for me is that Tyler Johnson... His minutes are looking pretty good.
I'm iffy there. I know you hate where I'm going to go with who I think plays a lot of shooting guard.
He might move to play some three, really.
You think Deion Waiters is going to play some three?
That wouldn't shock me.
I guess it wouldn't shock me either. I don't know. It's not like Richardson's missing enough time for it to change my Tyler Johnson rank too much. I think he's going to fight for minutes. No,
but the first couple of games of the year until Richardson is back, well, the first couple weeks, I guess, I think 30 minutes are looking like a lock for him. And, Tyler Johnson with the same amount of minutes as Waiters, I'm taking Tyler Johnson.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I have Waiters below Johnson already.
Okay.
But I just think people are completely throwing out how much Waiters is going to play, just as minutes.
And you've got, who are the two guys they have at power forward right now? It's James Johnson, maybe?
Yeah, he could play. That could actually be a little interesting.
He fits what they want to do.
Yeah. Defensive prowess and isn't a liability, really.
There was somebody else that I was thinking might get some minutes over there.
Wayne Ellington, maybe?
Oh, Derek Williams. They brought him over to...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he could play some three or four, some tweener.
And they're going to need the scoring.
Yeah.
Got a lot of defense out there. They need some scoring.
That's actually a sneaky pick, Derek Williams, in a deep league needing some scoring.
I could see him passing his numbers last year with the Knicks.
Wow. That'd be really big for
him. With Bosch, completely off the table.
Yep. All right, Slim. We have to catch up on the ranks. We have spoken a lot about these negative news. Let's talk about positive news, like the virgin losing his virginity. Although then he wouldn't be the virgin anymore, would he?
I mean, the artist formerly known as.
Ah, there we go. That's a good one. All right, I've got Fournier 60. I was hoping I would be the highest on him on Fantasy Pros. This is brand new. I just put my Fantasy Pros ranks in today, so I'm still kind of learning where I am on consensus. A couple people were a little higher on Fournier. I was still at the top end, though.
Yeah, he's looking at a huge role.
Yeah, they need him so bad.
Yeah, I mean, if Vucevic comes off the bench, then Fournier's got to be their number one scoring option.
Over under 18 points a game.
I'll go over.
Nice.
Sure, easy. Yeah.
All right. So that's Fournier. We both like him. I think he has some sneaky assist upside as well. He had 3.7 assists in April. I do like Elfrid, obviously. We've talked a lot on him, but I think he could chip in 3.5 assists, yeah. Fournier.
But Elfrid still can't shoot. So there's that.
No. Well, he could be. I'm just hoping he's Rubio. That's all I want. Rubio with a cooler haircut.
Yeah, I hope Elfrid can be kind of like a Tony Parker, where he just finds his shot and takes his shot and doesn't try to overdo it.
All right, interesting.
60, I hope. I don't think he's there, but that's what I would hope.
62, I have Bradley Beal. I'm actually higher than a lot on Beal this year, but my same argument with Parsons and the Grizzlies getting him, and I trust them as an organization not to draft a dud. I feel like the Wizards, them giving him so much money in the max deal, that they have faith that whatever was happening with his legs is either gone or minimal.
I assume so.
I mean, their medical staff knows him and has treated him the past few years. There's no way he would get the green light if they didn't give him a positive outlook for the rest of his career. Still only 23 years old.
Yeah, he came out after the 1 year.
Yeah, as does everyone.
I mean, just about everybody that's winds up becoming a top 50 guy. Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, is that too high for you?
Probably. I mean, what's the best case scenario with the stat? I mean, he did kind of come through end of the year, or at the beginning of the year, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the best case scenario is he's like the best Wesley Matthews year, his last year in Portland, where it was like right around top 40, but metrics whore. Top 40.
No, I forgot about the field goal percent skyrocketed last year.
Yeah, that went up. His scoring went up.
Yeah, the steals have kind of plateaued.
Yeah, I mean, that's... You're hoping he hits the threes and hits them a good percent and scores 20 a game.
I mean, he's kind of coming off at like Fournier's floor, his ceiling.
I don't know if we can go that far. I mean, Fournier's going to hit... 2 threes? I mean, I guess Beal's only going to do that, too. Maybe. I don't know. Beal, I think, has... I think they're very, very close in very many regards, and so I have them two apart, so...
But I'm taking Fournier for the upside.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. I have Fournier higher, too. All right, so maybe we got to move on. Why do you hate Gortat so much? Explain to the audience.
Because he walks around with a walker with them little tennis balls on the front.
Does he play bridge with Jason Terry and Jason Kidd?
Oh, man. Yeah, he probably does. Probably. Oh, man, that didn't work. Darn you, brain fart. Ruining a good joke.
It'll come back to you. I think he's fine. I mean, even if the minutes per game go down one or two, he's finished top 50. Yes, metrics whore again, but...
Yeah, I think the Mahinmi thing they brought him in to bring those minutes down to keep everybody healthy.
Which is fine. Mahinmi can play 20 and Gortat can play 28.
Does that mean... Oh, okay, that's no minutes next to each other. I like that idea.
Yeah. And no...
I'll go with that.
Okay. And I still think he can be useful. If I projected him to play 32 minutes a game, I'd rank him in like the 40s, but obviously don't.
I mean, he's not the kind of guy that is like, you know, the nine cat going to help you everywhere, especially the free throw percent. It's not like he isn't Valanciunas.
No, but
he, I mean, it is just for the rebounds and the scoring with the field goal percent.
He's a lot more consistent than Valanciunas. I mean, I have Valanciunas at 61 and Gortat at 63, so they're close for me.
And I mean, the 61 Valanciunas, I feel like, is still begging for the upside to happen.
It is. Well, he was around there last year.
No, yeah, but you're talking about metrics. He wasn't as helpful in the counting stats as Gortat.
No, for sure. But I think they're close. All right, Slim, this is your big one. It's time for you to explain some of your craziness. Are you sticking with... In redraft leagues, you would take Nurkic over Jokic, because do you realize how far on an island you've been? Have you looked at Nurkic's Fantasy Pros? This is ridiculous, Slim.
No. I laugh about it, but no, they think they're all idiots.
At least I
saw your 64 is in the green, the next is like 120 or something.
Oh, I have Nurkic 64. The next highest is 113. Oh, his average is, I don't know, something. Their averages are funky, but his average is something like 140. I mean, it's out of control.
I mean, you got Clint Capella 112.
Sure.
And that's having him without... You know, with not on a free throw punt team. Because on a free throw punt team, you'd have Clint Capella much higher.
Sure.
I mean, you got Dwight Howard 109. Do people have Dwight Howard ahead of...
Oh, yes. Everyone does. Every single person does.
This feels like they're drafting for last year's stats.
That's what a lot of people do. A lot of people listening are like, yes, that's what all the other sites do. I mean, why is Jay Crowder and Evan Fournier outside of Yahoo's pre-ranks 200?
Well, the Crowder one I really don't understand. At least the Fournier one isn't like...
Oh, the Fournier one's almost worse!
I agree. That one is more outlandish, but it's more understandable.
What, because they hate French people? I don't know how that's understandable.
Because he hasn't done it for a full year, whereas Crowder did.
He did it for most of last year.
He did do it for most of last year. It's absurd.
I know. I don't understand that. All right, we're belaboring the point here. We kind of talked about this last show, but Nurkic is... There's no way you can take him ahead of Jokic. I don't get it. Now, I have Nurk higher than everyone else, and I have Jokic right around average. So I'm closer to you than anyone else is, but you're out there, man. You're out there.
Okay. I do look forward to this one at the end of the year. I think Nurkic is just a better player. I don't know.
You know,
at eye level, I don't think it's even remotely close.
You know, I actually can't disagree with that. I love Nurk as almost as much as you do.
Almost.
He's phenomenal. He's so fundamental for being someone that hasn't played basketball his whole life. He had 1.4 blocks and 0.8 steals in 17 minutes a game last year.
Coming off major injury.
Yeah, his percentages, I think, go up. He's got a really smooth post game. He's got a smooth free throw percentage. Both of those got very small samples last year. And like you said, a injury limit thing. But minutes. What is your realistic Nurkic minutes per game projection?
I think you'll probably have to call this a first half, second half kind of thing.
That's fine. Give me both. First half and then second half.
I'll go 24 in the first and 28 plus in the second, depending on health.
You know, I actually can't dispute that at all. Is he going to
do 28 minutes is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking 18 and 10 with two blocks, a steal, maybe two assists.
Yeah, his assists are really underrated.
Yeah, the turnovers are going to be rough.
Maybe.
The percents, you know, just it's up and down. There were games he had, you know, last year, even last year, that were, you know, good percent games. It's just he couldn't maintain it, probably because he didn't have the legs. You know, losing weight, it's not a bad thing.
I thought you were going to say losing legs isn't a good thing.
Needs his legs.
Yeah, he has lost 35 pounds, apparently, which we talked about before.
I saw some of the replays, especially that one against Vucevic in the Euro Cup, and it is just silky smooth around the basket.
Yeah. He's going to be good this year. I am with you there. I have him ahead of everyone else by 50 spots, Slim, by 50. And yet, that's not enough for you. It's not good enough for you. Well, actually, I think it's good enough for you. It's just you'd have Jokic like 70 or something.
I think you're right on there.
Okay. Moving along, because we need to try to get to number 100. That's the goal for this show. I moved Gay down to 65. I don't really want anything to do with that.
Oh, yeah, the trade stuff, and yeah, that's annoying.
Anyone through 66 through 69 you want to mention? Gallinari, Ariza, Rondo, Wiggins.
You know, if I were to be, you know, Rondo at 68, I don't know if he's going to have quite, you know, the ball in his hand as much as he did last year. So I think those assists have got to come down.
I don't disagree.
Butler and Wade are both guys that have the ball. Yeah, I don't know about the Rondo getting 10-plus assists this year. I'll take the under on that.
Oh, I will too. But I'm not raking him quite for that. I mean, last
year... No, yeah, his per game last year was probably in the 30s or 40s.
Yeah, it was way up there. So I'm building in the regression.
Gallo versus Ariza. Give me Ariza.
Yeah,
There's some stability there.
They're back-to-back and agree. Specifically, stability in the joints.
Everybody at this stage needs steals also, and Ariza is just that guy.
His field goal percentage waffles, though. I know Gallinari is not a great field goal percentage guy either.
I know.
Ariza's dips are like team-killing. Every year, it feels like I hate drafting Ariza.
I don't think it's as bad because the volume is just not that high. And don't forget, we're talking D'Antoni now.
I don't know if that necessarily is gonna. I don't think D'Antoni's impacting Ariza too much.
I think we're gonna see the fastest team in the league, and he's gonna tell Ariza, you know, gamble on everything, go get those steals.
That's fine. He's gonna get his two steals, but I don't think. But he did that before, and his offense, I don't think, is changing. Maybe he takes another half three a game or something. I mean,
an extra transition bucket. I think there's a little bit more upside with the coach here. D'Antoni, he's one of our favorites.
Oh, for sure. There's no question there. I will mention Ariza is 31 and on the last year of a really cheap deal. If this Houston stuff doesn't work out, I can see it happening.
Maybe. I think Houston's going to be a decent team.
All right. For the second straight year, I'm going to be the Miles Turner bandwagon leader. And, oh, my God, let me read you his numbers from games 41 to 82. So this is the legit second real half of the season, not post-All-Star break. 12.2 points, 6.4 boards, 0.9 assists, meh. 0.5 steals, not awful. 1.7 blocks, 49.7% from the field, and 79.3% from the free throw line and only 1.4 turnovers. His last 41 games were ridiculous.
Yeah, it started off a lot better than it ended, although the playoffs were good.
No, but I was about to
say. There was a lull there. He had a field goal percent like month that was just outlandish, and then it came back down to earth. Because he was taking, you know, 20, 22 footers like anytime he touched the ball.
Yeah, but Larry Bird said he's the best shooter on the team. You remember that?
Yeah, that's okay. The 6.4 boards in 26.6 minutes, that's not good.
That's fine though. For it, we're not
for a
talking,
center, that's low end.
Who cares? We're not talking about a top 20 player here.
That's Lopez esque.
Yeah, but who cares? His blocks are
1.7
to 1. Block. He's scoring more.
Yeah, no, I love him this year. Yeah, I think probably Turner should probably be ahead of Nurkic for stability of role.
Yeah, I like Nurkic's upside for more steals and assists.
Yeah, and more rebounding.
Although if Turner can get to half or maybe even a full three a game, because that's part of his game that he didn't show last year, but he had it in college and had it in summer ball.
Yeah, he also didn't have a healthy offseason, which he did this year. Yeah, I expect big things out of Turner. I think whoever gets him in the – what are we now? We're in the sixth round? Yeah, there's no complaints at that.
All right. I very, very sadly was fourth on him in Fantasy Pros. That made me very
– well, we're going to have to move him up then.
Made me very upset.
I'll take him over Rondo.
Let's see. Anyone in the 70s? Oh, my God. You want to know what's really interesting? I was leaps and bounds the leader on Jeremy Lin. That really surprised me.
Wow, okay. They're really going to run him out there.
I know. I mean, it's a team that has absolutely no creativity offensively. I mean, you call Brolo taking one little post shimmy and a hook shot creativity? That's the most creativity this team has on offense.
Oh, Bogdanovich is going to be an all-star.
This team is so bad.
If they were forced to have an all-star from every team.
But yeah, I've got Jeremy Lin 74. The next highest is 80, and his consensus is 104.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's really got the turnovers under control from his early years.
Yeah, he had a great career-low turnover rate last year, actually.
Yeah, no, that's a bit absurd. I think 74 might be even low. I mean, you got him right next to George Hill. That's completely reasonable. Slightly different what you're looking for.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I mean, obviously Lin gives you much more upside in the counting stats, but Hill should give you a smidge more steals and better percents and low turnovers. They're like neck and neck for what you need at that point.
Yeah, but I bet George Hill is quite a bit higher on the Fantasy Pros.
I will look it up.
Quite a bit. He probably is higher, but not 104. That's a bit odd.
Yeah, I've got Hill 75. That's second highest.
All right, we do like our point guards. Maybe maybe that's what it is.
You want players with the ball in their hands more. It keeps you from really big sways and streaks, you know?
Yeah, Danny Green.
Exactly. That's a great point. One more thing I want to mention in the 70s here. I was tied for highest on Aaron Gordon. I'm surprised the hype isn't coming out for Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, it will. After give it a couple preseason games and it will.
All right. So I've got him 76, so we'll keep an eye on if other experts start moving him into that range.
I don't, you know, this whole, you know, Bogle saying he's going to play him like Paul George, they're just not the same player.
No, but it is really encouraging. That means that Vogel's trusting him for usage and shots, and he's not going to facilitate, and he's not the ball handler, but I think more threes are coming, and I think his, you know, plays around the basket will keep the field goal percentage good enough.
It should. Yeah, he's going to progress. Yeah. He's only 21. Yikes.
Yeah, he's so young.
Yeah, it's 76. Yeah, we're getting to the beginning of the seventh round.
I think.
Yeah,
I think that's
an obvious one.
I think I made a penis joke around Aaron Gordon like three different times. I think I have some sort of Freudian attraction to Aaron Gordon.
Ooh, okay.
I'm psychoanalyzing myself. That's what the podcast is for, right? I'm also a little tipsy because it's Friday afternoon and my work week was long. Plus, I had 4 hours at the dentist this week. I mean, that's a bad week as I swing something here.
It could be worse.
This is the life right here. Anyone else in the 70s interesting you want to mention?
No, I mean, this is people like Bazemore and Bradley and Clarkson, stuff like that down here is kind of why I don't take the wing early.
Understandable. I just still think over under my craziness for saying Crowder could get 2 steals a game.
I mean, I'm going under. His per 36s have never been that high. And you know, Brad Stevens doesn't play him close to 36, so I'll go under.
I feel like he was close to that until the, I don't know, this is going back.
More like 32.
I was highest on Jay Crowder, too. I'm going to have an article up early next week where I talk about my highest and lowest on Fantasy Pros. Crowder was 32nd last year and per game. I know it's the metric stuff again, but it was his first year as a starter. There's still upside there.
Yeah, I mean, he's 25. It reminds me of, what's his name? Damari Carroll.
He's so much better than Carroll.
But Carroll took that same career path. Didn't get a starting job till he went to Atlanta.
He was a little older. It's similar in that they're wing defenders that shoot threes, but I feel like Crowder is a much better all-around offensive player. Carroll's very spot shooter.
Yeah, this is true. Might be the team they play on, though. I think Carroll's capable.
Yeah, I mean, I have Carroll, I think, ahead of consensus, but I believe I don't have him until, where do I have him? I have him 91, so we'll get to Carroll in a minute. So into the 80s here.
There's so many wings. They're all wings.
I know. Well, I do really like Wesley Matthews. I have him at 83. I wasn't quite the highest on him, but I was at the higher end. I think he's a forgotten name, and he's healthy.
Yeah. And he is kind of, you know, the warrior type. It's amazing how many games he played last year.
No, he's a Maverick type, Slim. Let's get teams right here.
Oh, well, I'll always have something against the Mavericks.
You still hold a grudge against the Mavericks and against Kawhi still, right?
For sure.
At least the grudges run strong with you.
They're predictable.
Yeah, exactly. But I like Matthews. One guy I was the highest on is I am the highest on Luol Deng, and I'm glad that I am because I think he's such an unsexy name. Everyone's drafting him like Danny Ferry would draft him, but I think he's going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, there's. I mean, I don't really think he's an injury risk. Yeah, he's an older guy. He's played lots of minutes.
Low turnovers, high field goal percentage with shooting
threes. Yeah, I think part of that is the team he was on. I expect those to not be as good.
I have trouble with that sometimes. So, do you really think, like, any NBA team is going to be able to have 4 people around the perimeter and 1 person driving? Or 1 person in the post, 1 person driving, your point guard and center.
And put
your wings around the perimeter. He's going to be able to have 3-point shots. It's not like he's going to be, you know, like double pumping over 2 defenders for every 3. He's still going to have his open 3s.
Sure. But not 15 points worth of open 3s. Like last year, the Wade driving to the basket and the Whiteside drawing the defenders, I mean, that drew everybody in.
You're saying,
and the Lakers don't have that kind of.
But you're telling me Timofey Mozgov is not as good as Whiteside?
The Russell to Mozgov pick and roll? Yeah. Someone at some point is going to think that's good. So,
well, just remember
it will
be about as good once they start playing Zubac 34 minutes.
That's the other thing about Deng. If I was to give him, minutes pre All Star and minutes post, the post All Star minutes have got to come down as they go.
I don't know if I buy that. Brandon Ingram is still not ready, and I don't think that they. I mean, they paid Luol Deng a good amount of money for 4 years. I don't think that was to sit him in the second half.
They paid everyone a goodly amount of money to sit him. Backup job is worth $15 million a year right now.
That's a good point.
Oh, man, that's close, too.
Yeah.
Like 12 or 13.
I mean, Dane got more than Mozgov, at least, but it's still more than Monta Ellis, damn it.
Yeah, he's got it. Always gets it. You got Monte at 88. That's kind of, you know, it's a great value right there.
Yeah. I mean, he gets steals. It's just.
Yeah, there aren't steals this late.
Yeah, it's just. I don't know if. Wow, I found a mistake in my blurbs there. I said 1.9 steals and 4.7 turnovers is what you're drafting here.
That's what you're drafting?
I meant assists and not turnovers. I'm going to make that fix right now. Everyone listening could not fact check this because I have changed it by the time you listen.
He's one of the most popular punt assist guys, though.
I can buy that.
That's been for a while.
It's just I think the scoring is going to go down yet again with the, you know, Paul George playing the three now. You got Thaddeus. You got Teague instead of Hill. I just don't know if he's going to have enough scoring.
Yeah, I agree. That's not why you're drafting him. But still, it's the steals. I mean, the steals are.
And he doesn't hit enough threes for me to get more excited. Like Monta or George.
And I continue to go down as he becomes more of a jump shooter in his elder years.
Monta or Jordan Clarkson?
I want to say Clarkson for the upside, but I don't think he'll be better than Monta this year.
Wow, okay. I'm surprised you like Monta more than me. Monta or Devin Booker?
With the Tucker news, there might be a little bit more for Booker early. I just don't think he has the what he was doing last year is you know, when both both their point guards went down and they basically made him a de facto point guard. That's not going to happen. Those like 5 assists per game, like, you know, averages are not going to be
it
there.
Never was that high, though. I think we were overstating how many assists he really had. He averaged 2.6 last year. And even when those guys were out, it was only at like 3.5. I think that's getting a little overweighted.
Okay, but it's not going to be there either way.
No, of course. But I think people are saying, oh, his assists are going to go way down when they were never really that high to begin with.
I'm something tells me 84 for Booker's too high.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling that too. I was going to move
right
him down.
Now you're saying Booker or Dang, and I don't think anybody's taking Booker over Dang.
They might. Actually, I'm pretty sure Booker's ADP's or consensus on the fantasy schmoes or whatever.
That screams, you know, the drafting for the upside, but the upside, you know, the steals and blocks aren't there.
Yeah, I'd probably feel better with Dang, too.
Scenario is, you know, Clay, best case.
I might flip-flop those, too. Well, I'll give that a look. We got to try to finish the top 100 here. Drew at 89. That's I dropped him down to. I think I had him in the 30s before. Would you feel comfortable taking Drew at 89?
No.
I know.
I don't know how long this is going to be. I mean, I'm glad it's not an injury, you know, to him. It's not like he has to, you know, take all this time to come back. Whoever takes him and sits on him is going to feel it's worth it at the end, though.
Probably. It's just.
It's not going to be me.
10-team league, way down. 12-team league, and yeah, you're not going to be able to use an injury IL spot, are you?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
He'll just be not active, you know?
Yeah. So that hurts if you're in an IL league. 90 to 95. Guess which one of these guys I was highest on consensus ADP for.
Oh, I'm saying no to Ryan Anderson because he's probably going to have a big year shooting threes and doing nothing else.
Yeah, I feel like 90's fine, but some people like him. Whatever.
You know, Carroll, sure, whatever. J.J. Redick, I can't believe people have him over 92, so I'm not saying him. Rodney Hood, yeah, you know. Not with Burks coming back. Moutier, 94 for Moutier, huh? I'll go with that one.
No, it wasn't that one. He had at least one person ranking him in the 80s.
Okay. I'm worried about Jameer Nelson taking his minutes.
No, it was Joakim Noah. I have him 95. The next highest was 106. And then the next highest from that was 120.
I mean, he's got almost Bogut-level injury risk.
Sure.
But with the last pick, you know, 95 to 100, it's not going to be too hard to replace. You know, if you're low on assists, then he's one of the best big men out there.
Yeah, that's where I'm going is, you know, I think his percents, there's just, I don't know what, he has had a bunch of shoulder issues last year. I feel like that messed with his percents a little too much.
Well, that and his, I think his free throw shot is like law of averages catching up.
Oh, yeah, it's disturbingly awful. But, you know, he was 75% for years. I don't think he's going to come close to that. But I think the percents can come back. In only 22 minutes a game last year, 0.6 steals and one block. I mean, I don't think it's crazy to see him get to a steal and 1.5 blocks and get 10 rebounds.
You know, and that'll probably come with 3 to 4 assists, possibly a little more.
Exactly. I mean, it's a skill set that can fit a lot of needs at that area, so that's why I have him that high, even though the metrics might
be. You gotta say over under 70 games.
Oh, under. But
oh, that was too quick. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, I know. But I think he's such like a good filler of those counting stats that it can work.
Yeah, I'm not going to hate the pick if somebody takes him in that late.
All right.
You know, someone's like, oh, do I take Noah or Greg Monroe? You take Noah.
Wow, you hate Greg Monroe just as much as me. I think I was...
Oh, I am so done with Monroe, Fareed. Did you even rank Fareed?
Yes, I ranked Fareed. Although both, I believe I was the lowest on consensus for.
Good. Yeah. I think Thon Maker's better than Greg Monroe.
Oh, God.
Let's go a little farther. He's a better center than Greg Monroe.
So, yeah, rounding out the top 196 through 100, KCP, Monroe, I know, but it's lower than everyone else. Winslow, who we talked about earlier, 98. Markieff Morris at 99. He's still only 27. I think there's good bounce back potential here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see him have one of his better years.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It's
hard to say that, you know, maybe he's matured because we're talking like 6 months ago he was
his
immature self.
He just had a thing too, or is that Marcus Morris? One of the two got caught with weed at an airport like an idiot.
Airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let me fact check which one that is. And my last number, 100, is Jabari Parker. So anyone else in my top 100 you want to mention real quick?
No, but I like those guys at the end right there. The KCP, Winslow, Markieff, and Jabari. Those are all real strong picks that late.
Yeah. Now, Jabari, as I mentioned, is well behind ADP or consensus, expert consensus at least. But if he fell that late, I'd be happy with him.
Yeah. You know, you're going to ask for a little bit more, either the field goal percent to be, you know, kind of elite given the lack of threes, or for there to be some steals if he's not going to block.
Yeah. Markieff Morris was on May 26th, was detained in Philadelphia International Airport for a suspicious item. It was suspected marijuana. On June 7th, he won't be charged in a customs incident because a friend made an admission that exonerated both Markieff and Marcus Morris at the customs stand. For them, apparently they found 3.95 ounces of marijuana at a customs check in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
Yeah, and one of their friends exonerated them? How? Like, so there you go. Trouble not staying away from the Morris brothers.
Yeah. So this kind of leads me into the 101, unfortunately. Your Otto Porter.
Yeah, you want to save that for the next one? I'm the lowest on ADP for him. Not a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise. Because of how good he was at the beginning of last year, but that kind of tailed off.
You want to, and you know what it correlates with on next time's podcast. We'll talk about that. Was that a good tease for next week?
Yeah, because I want to talk about him too.
All right, we'll save.
You won't trade him away in the REL by then.
Yeah, Well, we'll talk Porter then. You want to try to do 100 through 200 on the next show, or do you want to do 100 to 150 and 150 to 200?
We'll go to 150 and see how many of those we actually want to talk about.
All right, that's a good point. Well, we're a very play-it-by-ear podcast.
There's going to be some names on that list.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's going to be 150.
I'm probably going to like the 150 to 200 more than the 100 to 150.
All right, so.
This gets to be more fun, more people you have no idea what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, catch us next week. Podcast up probably Friday morning, but... as you can tell, our real lives sometimes take our time. So we'll be back then. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, basketball2rasball.com. Go to the Our Leagues tab and start an RCL league. We need more leagues. So start one up as soon as you can. We'd love to have as many players as possible. Slim, I will catch you next week. Take it easy, man.
Yes, sir.